Good morning and welcome to our webcast, Making the Connection. We have an outstanding webcast for you this morning. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different. We're going to concentrate on language arts and how important water is to all Texans, all species, and of course that includes you. We're going to introduce you to writers, to videographers, to interpreters, and to marketing experts, and they'll share some secrets about what they do with their craft and how what special talents it takes to produce these things. You may be asking yourself right now, why am I spending so much time in school writing and learning to read and spending all this time on grammar? Stick with us today. We're going to show you exactly why those things are so important to you. Now with me today is my friend Steve Amos, who's a partner in our webcast. Steve, tell us a bit about the Making the Connection program.
Great. Thanks, Steve. And thank you, Nancy Herron, and the entire Texas Parks and Wildlife team. I mean, what a wonderful opportunity to take a webcast and integrate language arts and the involvement of the students that you see today. And what a better theme than water. I mean, water has motivated us. It has been an inspiration for writers, for film, for literature through the eons. I mean, go back to Homer. Not that Homer. No, a little too far. Talking about the Iliad, the Odyssey, Homer.
Oh, that Homer.
Yeah,
okay.
A face that launched 1,000 ships needs water. Moby Dick, Jaws. So
we're
perfect. Now, in addition, we've got today about 3,000 students across Texas that are involved in the Making the Connections grant. And the program sponsored by the Texas Education Agency with a target grant to help with the practical integration of language arts and technologies. Today you're going to see in the studio here students from Eagle Pass and Presidio, as well as San Antonio and Austin. In addition, we'll see work from Colorado City and Birdville ISD.
Now, Birdville's in Fort Worth.
Well, actually, they're in Haltom City. And a big thank you to Birdville. They're the physical agent for the grant, and they're super.
Yay!
Now, if you want to see additional work, go to the Foreign Empowerment website and click on the e-zine, and you'll see almost 200 poems and short stories and essays that the students have done. And there are other resources there as well.
Okay. And we're going to see some videos that were student-produced, correct?
Absolutely.
Written, choreographed.
Yeah, some great
music
stuff.
To it. Great, great. Thank you, Steve. We're looking forward to this day, this webcast today. Remind you, we do have the chat room, and if you have questions, you can go to that and ask us that as well. Ask us questions there. We also have an agenda on the side of the screen, so if you want to follow along, just follow that agenda. And now let's go hear from Ron Smith. Ron?